Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you guys for tuning in to the show as
Well, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. And you guys can call in and give your opinion or your comments on today's episode. And today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244, whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues. The professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right? Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome. The call-in number again is 818-301-5834. That is not a long distance, but, it won't cost you anything from your phone. Most, as much as we pay for the damn telephone these days, we have free long distance, okay? So you can dial that number from anywhere, from your cell, from your house, from your car, I don't care where you are. You should be listening to the show. Now, I also want to say thank you to my audience for yesterday. Yesterday was a huge show. I don't know what the exact numbers were on the show. I haven't looked at my numbers from yesterday. I did get a call that, someone was not able to get into the show because all lines were full. Again, thank you guys for tuning in, and thank you guys for listening to the show. That's a good thing, right? That's a good thing to have a full show and have people listening to me. I know a lot about a little and a little about a lot. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, right now in the ATL is 80. I don't want to be wrong. Give me a second. It's 87 degrees right now. We had a high today of 96. It's going to be a high of 94 tomorrow and 93 on Saturday. Now, when is August the 1st? That's Saturday, right? See, we'll be in the 8th month of the year in just a couple of days. 2015 is flying. I mean, flying. So, my mom always used to say that she always used to say that the older you get, son, the faster time goes. And that is a fact, okay? And right now, I'm hearing thunder, so it looks like we're going to get our afternoon or evening shower, okay? And now let's go. Today's word of the day is, it's a big word, grandiloquence. Grandiloquence, okay? Grandiloquence. I had to look at the pronunciation to try to get it right. Grandiloquence, okay? GRANDILOQUENCE. Grandiloquence. I know people say, Frank, where you come up with these words? It's not me. I just get them from the Merriam-Webster's dictionary. They send me a word of the day every day. And if you don't believe me, you can have it sent to you. I mean, it's no big deal you can have it sent to you, and you'll know what my word of the day is going to be every day. Grandiloquence, okay? It's a noun, and it means a lofty, extravagantly colorful, pompous, or bombastic style, manner, or quality, especially in language. In language, a lofty, extravagantly colorful, pompous, or bombastic style, manner, or quality, especially. I think that the French has a grandiloquence language, okay, and or accents, okay, and also the Australians. I like the Australians' accent, and so that's really pretty good. Their accents are very colorful, okay? They're very colorful, and I like that. I wouldn't mind having an Australian accent, okay? So that's your word of the day, grandiloquence. Hey, that's it, right? So let's get into today's show. Anyway, thanks, guys, again, for tuning in to the show. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Please call in and offer your opinion or your comment to the show, all right? And don't be afraid to call in. It's a matter of you and I talking on the telephone. No one else is around. No one else is listening. It's just you and I, right? All right? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. I see a few more people are joining the show right now, and thank you guys for tuning in. Now, before I get into the show, I wanted to say I was watching a video piece from the Roland Martin show. Roland Martin is I guess he's sort of a journalist or something. You know, he has a show, and he does a lot of political stuff, and he does a lot with the black community. And he was talking about the Sandra Bland case, the girl that allegedly killed, you know, hung herself in Texas after being pulled over for a traffic violation and then arrested, okay? And so here's the deal. You know, they did a toxicology report on her, right, and found that they say that she had three times the legal limit of marijuana in her system. And so, I mean, so what? That wasn't what she was arrested for, right? And what, I mean, what 20, 25-year-old, 30-year-old doesn't have marijuana in their system? I believe that's probably the biggest age group. That age group probably has the most users. In out of all age groups, if you go from 20 to 30, 30 to 40, 40 to 50, 50 to 60, 60 to 70, whatever, I think the 20 to 30-year-olds have the biggest, the most users in all those age groups, okay? So, who, you know, that's whatever. What I found out last night was very interesting, and you may find it interesting as well. Now, they had three times the legal limit. The legal limit is 6% or something, or 6 milligrams, whatever it is. She had 18 milligrams of THC in her blood. Now, what was strange about this is he had a doctor on the show, And this doctor said that if that was the case, because they didn't do this report on her until she had passed, until she was dead, that she would have had to smoke pot, smoke weed, while she was in prison, in jail. Okay? I won't say prison, I'll say while she was in jail. Because he said that when you smoke pot, when you smoke marijuana, or when you smoke reefer, like my mom used to say, when you smoke reefer, then that comes into your bloodstream very quickly. Okay, the THC comes into your bloodstream very quickly. But he said it goes out just as fast as it comes in. It goes out just as fast as it comes in. So he said if that was the case, then she would have had to smoke just before her death. Okay? Now, how is she up in jail smoking reefer in jail? How was that? Who do you know that's been to jail and said, hey, man, we were getting high up in there while I was up in there. I want to go back. Right? So, I mean, that's crazy. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Today's show is entitled, Why Can't the Side Piece Figure Out That He or She Are Only People on the Side? Okay, so let's discuss the ways that these people think that they are the ones who are in charge. They're the ones who are number one in a man or a woman's life. And I say a man or a woman because people always say men are dogs and men are the ones who are always going around and cheating on their spouse or cheating on their significant other. But that's au contraire, mon frère. They, you know, you got just as many women that do the same thing. The same thing. You got just as many women that cheat on their husbands or cheat on their significant others, okay? Or they have a side piece, so to speak. Okay? And so, you know, we just recently heard about the side piece that an ex-football player had, okay? A side piece that the ex-football player had that went and kidnapped the football player's wife, kidnapped her, took her in the car, drove out I-20 towards into Alabama, stopped in the middle of the highway, and shot the lady in the head, killed her, and then turned around and blew her own brains out. She's gotten the side chick. She was caught up in the game. Okay, that's what I'll say is that she was caught up in the game, and if a woman like her, that, you know, I mean, how do you, thinking from a male's point of view, how do you realize, or what makes you realize that this woman is not stable? At what point? Because I heard that he and her had been friends 3 years. She was living in one of his rental houses, and she was driving a car registered in his name. So I guess he had given her a car as well to drive. Now, he says that he was helping her out. Okay? But, you know, I believe there was more to it than just helping her out. All right? But at what point do you realize that, hey, this chick is unstable? You know, she may do something. You know, she's got those tendencies that makes me think that she might do something. And what was found out is that she had been stalking, you know, the wife at times, okay, to the husband's place of business before she went, that day before she went and kidnapped the wife. I don't know what happened at his place of business, but, you know, that was probably something that a point where he realized that, hey, this chick ain't all there. Okay? This chick not all here. So, you know, at what point do you realize that she may be crazy? Okay, she may do something crazy. And then at what point do you try and get away from that? At what point? Is it the point where she shows you that she's crazy? She does something, you go see her and she done cut her wrist? Or something like that, you know, or is it where you've been sleeping around with her, and then she calls you on the phone and says that she loves you, she's in love with you, or she loves you, and you know, like the movie, The Wedding Crashers. I don't know if you guys saw The Wedding Crashers, but at the point, and it's always funny to me in this show, at the point where this guy, Vince Vaughn, his character, has, you know, tricked one of the bridesmaids into going out on the beach with him and making love on the beach. And then when they finish, they're, you know, they show them, you know, sitting up, you know, on their butts together. They sitting up on their butts, and he's, you know, he's buttoning up his shirt and putting back on his tuxedo, and she's like, "Oh, Jeremy, that was great. That was great. I never thought my first time would be on the beach." And he looked at her, and he had this crazy look on his face. He was like, "Say what? Your first time? You mean you're an effing virgin?" He was like, "I just didn't think my first time would be on the beach." And then he was like, "Okay." And then she said, "I love you," and she hugged his neck, right? And he was like, "Hold on. Well, what? What'd you say?" "I love you." And then so the next scene they showed was him rushing back into the wedding reception, going to his partner and saying, "Hey, we got to get out of here, man. I got a stage 5 clinger. Okay? A stage 5 clinger. We got to go." Because at that point, he realized he had a crazy on his hands. He needed to get away from her. Okay? And so that's what he tried to do. He ended up marrying the woman, the young lady. But that's what I'm seeing. At what point do you realize, a man or a woman, that he or she is not going to be right in the game. And then what's the avenue that you take to get away from that? What's the avenue? Okay? But at the same time, this person has gone loony. She left your business now, and she's gone. I mean, he didn't know this, but she's gone to your house, and she's kidnapped your wife at gunpoint. Okay? So that's the thing of the title of the show. Why can't the side piece figure out that they're only people on the side? You know, she's not his wife. He's not her husband. That's not gonna happen. Okay? And that's what it is a side piece, something on the side. So, you know, in the beginning, I think that's exactly how they feel, like they're a side piece. And then at some point, things change. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show if you guys want to comment on the show. Now, it's funny to me. You know, I've been doing this show maybe 2 years now. And I you know, it's funny to me how I work the show. And this is done unconsciously. That I can get into the show, I'll talk about the episode, and then I'll offer it up to my fans. I do that, not my fans, to my listeners. And I'll do that every time. My thing is, I want you guys to give me feedback. I want you guys to call in and talk to me. I don't care if you call in and say, Frank, you're doing a horrible job. This is terrible. You know, you're an idiot. You don't know what in the world you're talking about. And that may be true. Okay? But, you know, this is, it's just my way of asking you guys to be more engaging, to engage into the show more often. Call into the show and talk. I got about a minute left in the show, guys. I appreciate you guys listening in. I know that I probably got under some people's skin out there. And, you know, there may be people out there who are in a situation. And good luck with whatever you have going. But take care of yourselves, guys. I'll see you in about 23 and a half hours tomorrow, 6:30 p.m., right here on the Frank Williams Show. And again, please drink lots of water and keep yourselves hydrated. Take care, guys. I'll see you tomorrow.